Okay, do have to admit it to you. That did make me smile, like, quite a bit. I just I hate conflict. I hate people not liking me, and it's like this battle of wanting to be liked and wanting to get the job done right. And I think some of this is my fault for not setting up boundaries when we started, because, wanting to be liked and wanting to be respected, you try and give people freedom and encouragement, and I don't know. I don't like this, and right now I'm just not gonna focus on it. I'm gonna focus on what I need to do today, and then I'm gonna get off of work, and I'm gonna have myself a nice little edible, and I'm going to forget about all of this stupid shit because life is too short to be all stressed about this. And I've done everything I can do right now. I've screenshotted everything I can, and I've set up a meeting for my boss when she comes back on Monday to talk about all of this and to kind of figure out what to do. Because I want to be clear from somebody who is not biased, which, yes, Mark, you're biased. Because you care about me, but I want my boss to kind of talk this through with me to make sure that I'm not in the wrong and that whatever we do, we can work together as a cohesive team. Because this bad juju is not okay with me, and to a certain extent, I don't deserve to be treated this way. And I am the manager of the community. I do have more responsibilities. I will go to meetings that he won't, and that's just part of this. We're not equals. And I think my mistake was vetting this as we would be a team and work together. But there are some things that are my job and not his. And clearly, we need to sit down, all three of us together, and talk about what is and isn't his job and when he is and is not allowed in the room. But yeah, it's gonna be. Oh, my voice is all crackly. Is that better? Okay. So, yeah, but thank you for the sweet message. I hope your day is going well too. I know reports are fucking boring and annoying as hell, but I know that you're kicking ass, and yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the support and for being here for me. Also, don't hurt anyone. That's bad karmic juju. We don't hurt people. We just render them useless with our mean words. Psychological wealth warfare. No, not really. Well, maybe. I don't know. Oh, this week just needs to fucking end. I'm hoping, well, I'm sure you're saying the same thing to yourself, because it's, what, 3:15 right now? And you've got 40 whatever minutes, and then you're done. Hopefully, unless you're working all that OT. That's sweet, sweet OT. Now I'm just rambling. Yeah, so you send me a message, I send you a message. I know I don't do it often, but I just thought that and it's important to show you that you mean a bit to me. You're my friend, and your support and your kind words and even your angrier words, which honestly I feel like might be a psychology trick, get madder than the person who's mad, so they're like, no, I'm good, I'm good, don't fucking burn down a house. But yeah, we don't do mean things. We are good human beings, and karma finds people who deserve it, and they will get what's coming, or maybe we'll resolve this and have a big laugh about it. I think the hard part is I kind of viewed him as a friend before. I viewed him as someone working under me, and I just don't think that's a thing that can happen. Well, I think I've rambled on more than enough. But as you can tell, my smile is back and I'm just being strong, you know? Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye now.